Hey, welcome to the Austinaut Podcast. Happy Friday, everyone. We are your source for all things Austin. I'm your host, Eric Hyland, and with me, as always, is my partner in life and my best friend, Brittany.
Hey, Austin. Last month alone, the Austinaut had over 40,000 page views. We just want to say thanks to everyone who keeps up with our blog.
Yeah, we're always looking to help get the word out about the very best Austin and the surrounding area has to offer. And we like to give away stuff to our subscribers.
We sure do. Just yesterday, we gave away $200 worth of tickets to Firefest this weekend. So make sure you sign up to our free email newsletter. There's a little button on the homepage of the Austinaut where you can sign up for our giveaways and to stay up to date with our best stuff.
Yeah, and the button looks like a basketball. I don't know what that's all about, but it's just to the left of the Facebook button on the top of the page.
Okay, Eric. Well, on today's podcast, we're talking about a really incredible place, a tropical paradise just 1 hour outside of Austin.
Yes, we are. All right, folks, imagine a world-class palm tree-lined resort in the Texas Hill Country with 7,000 acres to play in, and they're having a huge 4th of July party that's going to be the party to end all parties.
The 4th of July there is going to be insane. We'll definitely talk about that event today, but first, let's tell everyone about the resort.
Sounds good, Britt. You start.
This resort has won 6 consecutive AAA 4-Diamond Awards and boasts way too many cool things to talk about in just one podcast, but we're going to give it a try and give you some of the highlights.
Yeah, we're talking about the Horseshoe Bay Resort by Marriott. They invited us out to come out and check them, and we were simply floored by what we found.
They've got 3 pools, a white sand beach, as well as 16 tennis courts, including clay courts and 3 Andy Roddick signature kid-sized courts.
Of course, they also have 8 restaurants, 3 bars, a spa, a huge conference facility featuring a 12,000-foot pillarless ballroom.
And let's not forget their own private airfield, yacht club, and marina where they rent jet skis.
And as for their golf selection, we'll just wait till we tell you about that.
Honestly, we could go on, and we're barely scratching the surface, but we want to tell you about our personal experience that we had and then tell you about this massive 4th of July party that's coming up that you absolutely do not want to miss.
So we just hopped in our car and headed out to Horseshoe Bay Resort. Like I said, it was just a quick hour drive and we were there.
As we entered the grounds, we felt like we were transported to somewhere in the Caribbean. That was a mixture between Caribbean and Caribbean. The road leading to the hotel is lined with palm trees and the grounds are perfectly manicured.
So we checked in and we were welcomed warmly by the front desk staff who really quickly took care of us.
When we got to our room, what really floored us was the view. You could see for miles, and our room looked out over the grounds of the resort and the bay itself.
It was absolutely stunning, Brittany. Everywhere you looked, you could tell that this place takes care of the grounds. There's just lush vegetation, stone paths through gardens. They were just gorgeous.
It was a really hot day when we went, so we didn't want to waste any time, and we went straight to one of the pools.
The one we went to had nice lounge chairs with umbrellas for shade and a large stone hot tub that had water like cascading over the side into the pool.
We would have stayed there forever, but there was just so much to see, and we only went for one night. So we got out of the pool and did a tour of the grounds with the chief marketing officer, Sir Brian Woodward.
Yeah, we started by walking around the facility, and along this tour, we were shown just a fraction of what Horseshoe Bay really offers.
Keep in mind, there's simply no way you can cover the entire grounds of this 7,000-acre resort in one day, but Brian did a great job showing us as much as we could fit in.
As we were walking, it was fun to see several large exotic birds and find out that they actually do nature lessons there for the guests about these birds and other animals that they bring in for the lessons.
They do have over 30 of these exotic birds on the grounds. They also have flamingos that frolic about the place. They even had a tortoise connection session where kids could see a tortoise and touch it and learn about it.
And stuff. Yeah. and after talking with my new parrot friend, we stopped into this rec room for kids where they had air hockey, video games, bike rentals, and more. And then we were shown something that just made my jaw drop.
I know what you're talking about, Eric. My jaw hit the floor, too.
All right, so get this. Right in the middle of the grounds, they have a multi-million-dollar, 18-hole, par 72 putt-putt golf course. That's right, folks. I said putt-putt golf course.
It's unlike any putt-putt course I've ever seen. First of all, it's on live Bermuda grass and has waterfalls, rolling fairways, and more.
Now, Brittany, I've golfed all over the world, and honestly, I've never seen anything like it. This was freaking amazing. Right then, I wanted to stop the tour, get my 18 holes in.
You've golfed all over the world?
Yeah. I've golfed in Jamaica, Haiti, all over the, what'd you say, Caribbean? Yeah. Caribbean. I've golfed in Canada, all over the U.S., in Australia. I even think I hit a golf ball in Antarctica, but you couldn't see it because it was white.
Okay. But there was so much more to see, so Brian just smiled and continued with our tour. We hopped in one of their four brand new Cadillac Escalades that they use for guests and headed out.
Yeah, our first stop was the resort's private airfield. And if you, you know, if you want to fly into the resort, the airfield's letters are DZB, that's Delta Zebra Bravo. They'll just come and pick you up.
Once we left the airfield, we stopped by Slick Rock Golf Course, which features a million-dollar hole. It's really hard to describe, but you'll want to check out the photos with the article of this podcast. Basically, hole 14 at Slick Rock has you driving over a chasm and a waterfall, and then you drive your cart alongside the waterfall. Pretty crazy stuff.
Listen, Brittany, if Brian doesn't invite me back out to do the putt-putt course and the Slick Rock course, I am never talking about Horseshoe Bay again.
Simmer down. I'm sure we'll be back. But one of my favorite things was the yacht club and marina. They had jet ski rentals and even Mastercraft boat rentals at the marina, a restaurant at the yacht club, and a pool there that overlooks Horseshoe Bay. You could literally walk out of the pool and just a few feet down to the lake. I was kind of bummed that we didn't have enough time to hang out there.
Yeah, me too. Like I said, this place will totally blow you away, but there simply isn't enough time in one day to experience it. I highly recommend at least a 3-day stay if you can swing it, or even a week stay. Next time, we're definitely jet skiing and putt-putt golf.
It was a fascinating experience. We really can't wait to go back. After our driving tour, we stopped by the Lantana Grill, one of the 8 on-site restaurants, for dinner with Brian, who told us a little bit more about their upcoming 4th of July event.
And we're going to tell you all about what Brian told us about the 4th of July thing there. But first, let's break for our sponsor announcement. But stick around. The 4th of July party at Horseshoe Bay Resort is going to be the party to end all parties. We'll tell you more after this quick word. Cue the sponsor music, right?
Do. Honestly, we hope that you are enjoying our trademark One Take podcast. We love doing it every week.
And we are looking for local area businesses who would like to sponsor our podcast and our blog.
The Austinaut had over 40,000 page views last month alone.
And every day we interact with thousands of people who are in Austin.
We're already reaching the audience your business wants to reach, and we're much more affordable than traditional advertising.
So we hope you'll consider advertising with us.
If you're interested, it's really easy to do. Just go to austinot.com, that's austinot.com, and click on the advertise with us link on the right side of the page.
We would love to hear from you, and our sponsors are what keep us doing what we do, discovering Austin.
A big thank you to our current sponsors, Motorphilia, Weird Coupons, and American Bingo.
Yes, and thank you to all of our current sponsors. We really couldn't do this without you.
All right, Eric, back to the show. Honestly, I couldn't imagine a better place around Austin to experience the 4th of July than Horseshoe Bay Resort.
So get this, July 3rd through the 7th, they're having the annual 4th of July extravaganza at Horseshoe Bay, and it's going to be the party that ends all parties. I think it sounds like so much fun.
They're offering a special holiday package for the celebration, which includes a ton of stuff.
All right, get this. Included in the package is your hotel room, tickets to the 4th of July fireworks party with premier seating at the yacht club that we were talking about.
You also get a banana boat ride and a round of golf at that multi-million dollar putt-putt course that Eric has been drooling over.
All right, and there's also both a land and boat parade, a red, white, and blue barbecue, a family fun day, a kids' carnival, horse-drawn buggies, and more.
And of course, there will be live music and entertainment the whole time. And best of all, on the 4th of July itself, they're having a world-class fireworks show over Lake Lyndon B. Johnson that will be choreographed to music.
They also have fire dancers, DJs, rock climbing, and so much more. I think this is going to book up quickly. So listen, if you're interested, you want to check out the link on our site to get your reservation in.
Seriously, folks, if you're looking to do something that you'll never forget this 4th of July, or take that special someone to something they'll be talking about for years, this is it.
We will have all the information you need on our site, austinot.com, so check it out.
We really had a lot of fun at Horseshoe Bay Resort and hope you'll take the time to check out this world-class resort.
All right, Britt, I think that wraps up our podcast. Is there anything else we need to cover?
Well, this Saturday Saturday, we'll be at Firefest. Mm-hmm. What's not to like about 20 bands, 3 stages, and 20,000 water balloons?
That is going to be insane. We're going to have a blast. Other than that, Britt, we have a ton of great content and good stuff coming up on the Austinaut.
We also want to thank our intern, Dusty Vegas, for mm-hmm. all of his hard work with the Austinaut. Dusty's going back to school at UT for his senior year, and his class load is too swamping to have him writing for the Austinaut.
Thank you so much, Dusty. You were really special to Brittany and I. We absolutely love having you with us, and we wish you the very, very best.
We do have another writer that's joining our team soon. We'll be making that announcement on the Austinaut. Until then, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/theaustinaut. And if you use Twitter, you can find us at The Austinaut.
That wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Brittany?
See you soon.
Doop, doop, doop. Horseshoe Bay. Doop, doop, doop.